Would you introduce yourselves, please, and just pass it around?
I'm Leighton Meester.
Eli Haludzik.
Hi, I'm George Laird.
Etienne France.
And Mike Freeman.
Let's start with, is this a band? Is this a project? Is this a burrito?
I think it's a little bit of all of that. It's quite delicious, if you ask me. I mean, I think that they could explain really well where their band came from, because they have a long history, and so I think that would be also very interesting. Okay, good. But in the meantime, I met Mike and George through my friend Josh, who is their manager. I've been best friends with Josh for 8 years, 8 or more years now, actually, at this point. And I always love Check in the Dark and their music and their lyrics. And I actually have summoned Mike from the depths of his own personal schedule to come and sing for me personally, because I love his voice and I love the songwriting and the music. One time we were in Malibu, like in a little house, and they he came and... Yes. Well, we went there for a little vacation, me and Shaheen, who's my manager, Josh, a bunch of people, and we split this house for a weekend, and I was like, the best thing that could ever happen is Mike comes and sings to me by the fire, because I love his music, and I know every word to everything. At the time, especially during that time, during Malibu time, I was in the middle of pretty much producing and performing pop music, which I was... you know, sort of half excited about, to be completely honest with you about. It's weird. It just was such a different thing for me. It was not this personal journey. It had nothing to do with me. I think it was a lot about other people and what I thought would be successful. And writing music was such a different process back then, because I would, you know, get onto the computer and take a track, essentially, or what, you know, the beginnings of a track, and write a song to it. Try to figure out a melody and lyrics and something that was poppy and catchy, and then take it to bars and clubs and stuff and do dance numbers and all that. And it was fun for a minute. And then I just kind of wanted to step away. It was a number of reasons, but... one of the sort of less important reasons was I was signed to Universal at the time. And I felt like it wasn't really a creative environment, even for that type of music. It just wasn't right for me. Ouch. No, and I think that it does work for some people, but I guess just the way that I work and the way I've discovered I work, it wasn't working. And so I took a break, and then I had sent a couple of my pop songs, actually, that I wrote totally by myself, not, you know, collaborated with anybody else, and sent them to Check in the Dark and said, can you please recompose this in your style of music? I want to see how I sound. So they did, and I got up on stage with them and sang like 2 songs. And I remember that this was April 3rd of 2010, because I remember it was like 2 days after April Fool's Day. And it was a very crazy time. And I think it was just a really important time, because I had gone through this horrible breakup, literally 2 days before. And I got on stage, and it was very emotional for me, because this one song that I've written that actually we're going to perform tonight, Jenny, was really about that relationship and about love and not love and everything. So I also showed up to soundcheck, and it was this little bar, La Breeze in Glendale, which we played again, actually, with more of my new music about almost a year later. And Mike shows up to soundcheck with this little letter that he wrote on a typewriter. It was a poem. He's like, while I was eating my breakfast, I wrote you a letter on the typewriter, and it was called Fuel from Fools, and I framed it and put it up in my house. And pretty much that's how I got the inspiration, the strength, the confidence, the power to do all the music that I'm doing now, because it's honestly taking any kind of pain, not to sound too corny, but any pain or any good, and just using it and making it something more giving my music some actual depth I mean, it's led to what we have now, which I'm really proud of and really connected to. So it's such a blessing. And every time I see that letter, I'm like, oh my God, that's how it started. So then right after that, Jenny, I asked Mike and George to send me a little video on how to play it on the guitar, because I just gotten a guitar for a present because I wrapped a film and they gave it to me as a wrap gift. And they sent me literally like up close finger, this is how you do it, this is how you strum it, and this is how you play it. But that, honestly, I was so worried and kind of stressed out I was like very intimidated by it. And then I just kept on texting with George and he just kept on sending me little like emoticon and like, don't worry about it, just feel it. There's no rules, there's no, everyone has their different technique and different way of doing it. And he gave me a lot of confidence and a lot of knowledge to be able to at least learn what I know now, which is just, you know, a lot of chords and things that I sort of formed together. And at first it was really kind of, simple, and it became a lot more complex over time. But that's really actually how I learned guitar, was I would look up like a chord or two chords and then string all of them together and then be like, well, I can make a song to this. So I went to Hungary and France for like 3 months and wrote a bunch of songs on the guitar. And then that's a bulk of what we ended up with now.
Leighton has a new band. We don't have a new vocalist. So we've always had a vocalist and we still have a vocalist, right?
Yes.
And Leighton has a band who's us. So we're not checking the dark and she happens to be our new singer. We're supporting her and her vision.
They're their own band.
As Check in the Dark.
Her singing with you is affecting your sound, I would imagine.
Correct. Right. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. When the band started with Mike, who moved in to my house, was a roommate, I heard him sing. And you know, when we started jamming and writing songs, I remember, Mike, if you remember this, the only rule was is that we weren't going to try. We weren't going to try anything at all. We said, let's not try, because I've been trying my whole life in other bands, trying to do everything right. And I said, you know, this time, Mike, we're going to do everything wrong and see if it works. We're not going to try. We're not going to try to book any gigs. We're definitely not going to do anything. And it started working. So we grabbed this, you know, we grabbed these great ATN, who I won't get into the whole story, where we, you know, found everybody. But we got together and we found out we had a unique sound. And we set out on kind of this mission that we wanted to be different and we wanted to just play great music. And we really didn't want to follow any rules. We didn't want to write any singles. We just wanted to do it, you know, play the tunes and have this sound that's semi-acoustic. But you know what? Our sound kept changing because we kept having all these ideas. I only played acoustic guitar for years. We were like, I'm never playing electric, guys. I'm never playing electric. And what happened? Like, I'm never having any pedals. And if you can see the setup upstairs now, it's, you know, like an astronaut's, you know, ship up there now, right? So then we have this whole thing going. And now, when Leighton gave us Jenny, which was, I don't know the technical term for it, but we were calling it electronic, borderline techno-ish.
Well,
it was dance music. Is that the proper? Right. So it couldn't be farther from what we set out to do. You couldn't, unless you were going to be like Rammstein or like metal or something, you couldn't pick a different, more different genre. And, you know, we actually have on film that first night where we got Jenny, and the look on our faces was just like, you know, so how are we going to do this? Like, this isn't, how do you do this? How do you take this? How do you take that and make it sound like, oh, yeah. But no, it still was dance type music. Yeah. And I guess what happened is that, and you know, I'm going to just speak personally here. And there's a guy who's coming to our Anaheim show who used to help us out and buy a lot of blocks of tickets or everything. And I personally would always tell him, we'll never have a girl in a band. I mean, I don't even know if I've told you guys this, but he will tell you, I've always said that. I've always used to say that. Right. That was my thing. You know, like, true story. Right. And so I'll be honest, like, I was the most skeptical. And we got that tune and we started putting the stank on it. And Eli's like drumming on this guitar case. And I was like, oh, this is going to work. You know, like, we can definitely take the music. But then the first rehearsal with Leighton, when we did it, I mean, for me, it was like, it was pretty obvious that it was going to work right away. I don't know about for you guys, but when we definitely played it first, I was like, she really is Mike's counterpoint. She's like almost her Mike's alter ego. It's like the female version of Mike's voice. There's just as much. These two have this amazing, beautiful texture in their voice. And I really think they really are musical soulmates. Yeah. You know, it's really true. So I definitely embrace, you know, skeptical at first, but thank God, you know.
So the road is paved with actresses who want to be rock stars and rock stars who want to be actors. When you hear this, the old, oh, this girl's on Gossip Girl, this girl's one of the most well-known personalities on television, blah, blah, blah. How do you approach it and say, okay, boys and girls, you know, this is not like my sideline. This is part of the, I'm going to use that, you know, the big word, the palette of things that I do as an artist.
All I can do is kind of what I do. And I think what's really helped me with this is having the acting side of things, because it's led me to the conclusion, maybe it's growing up and maturing and becoming a woman and all this stuff. But also I think that being on the show I do and working as an actor for longer than I wasn't an actor before, you know, I started when I was 11 years old. I think it's just brought me to this place where I really don't care what anyone thinks. I think ultimately people will have things that they want to say negatively about either side. And in the end, I just really love both. I mean, I grew up acting, but I also always wrote and always sang and loved music. And that's been part of my life for way longer than anyone's been aware of. You know, you can't care. It's like when people say negative things about your acting or negative things about, you know, your personal life or your choices or what you wear. In the end, first of all, it's the past. So you can't change any of that. And, you know, I think it would have been much more an obvious self-conscious choice to do pop music, because that to me is in the now, in the moment, how you make money, how you get on the radio, how you get recognition and probably make a few bucks for now. In 20 years, in 5 years, in 1 year, nobody will remember what the song is. And honestly, I it felt like the most wonderful elation and relief to just know that that's not what I'm trying to do with this music at all. I feel like I'm not really trying to do anything. I think the only thing that has effort is all the other stuff surrounding it. When, I mean, you know, obviously this is a different thing because this is kind of fun, but interviews and photo shoots and press and doing that, that's the stuff that is work to me. Rehearsing and putting music together, that's not work. That's the fun. That's what I want to do all the time. And I can't even wrap my head around the business side of stuff. So doing this music, I will sit on my bed, or even when I'm, you know, on set, I will sit and write. And I'm never like, I wonder if the guys are going to like this. I wonder if the general public is going to like this. I wonder if my dad's going to like this. I just sort of take my time and just don't judge it. I don't judge anything, because all of that other stuff before was kind of all about what other people are going to think. And now I don't really think about that.
Last night we did, I think we might do it tonight, but we did Bill Withers into a Pink Floyd song, like a mashup. And I'm thinking to myself, like, no one here is going to know Bill Withers or Pink Floyd, probably. And this girl in the front row is singing along to Breathe from Dark Side of the Moon. And, you know, you have to give some of these kids credit.
So I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And it's two songs from the band as the bread, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between.